Welcome to Nightlife, a bite-size episode.
Yeah, Keggy Carew now lives in Salisbury and is a writer who has spent her career in contemporary art. Memoir, history, travel, war, jealousy, grief, madness and love, all in one book. It's a very unconventional biography of Tom Carew, a derring-do character from World War II, and it's been handpicked by Claire as her book of the week. Claire, good evening.
Hello, Tony. How are you?
Not bad. This would be a pretty good for Father's Day, I'd imagine.
Well, yes. I like choosing books that are just a little bit different. Certainly, usually you see in the stores, it's mostly, you know, books on sport and gardening and perhaps maybe books on espionage and things like this. This is actually a very good read. It's about Tom Carew. I had never heard of him, C-A-R-E-W. He was born in Dublin but grew up in Cambridge. And possibly no one has heard of him, but what a character.
The Times of India called him Lawrence of Burma, I believe.
Yes, that's right.
And the Mad Irishman.
And the Mad Irishman. He was sort of, I get the feeling, like an Errol Flynn character, without the underage girls. But it's sort of a touch of insouciant glamour. And it's a biography with everything. It's a really mixed pot. It's, as you said, history, travel, memoir, war, love. And it's a journey, actually, by a daughter who's called Keggy, or Keggy, I'm not sure, K-E-G-G-I-E, dealing with her father's dementia. So he's now about 87. And piecing together his life in the crack unit, SOE, that's the specialist operations, working with the French resistance and fighting the Japanese, commanding Burmese guerrillas. Mm. So he was, quite a character. And at the end of the war, Tom Carew is only 25, and he was a lieutenant colonel. He received a DSO and the Croix de Guerre, and life was never the same for him, though, after the war in civilian life. He couldn't find things really to do. He tried many, many businesses. He married three times. And there's a wonderful quote by the writer Rachel Joyce. She wrote The Unlikely Pilgrimage of Harold Fry, which is a great book for older people to read, a great read. And Rachel Joyce has written on the back of the book a really good blurb, and I think it sums up the book called Dadland.
Yeah, it says it's a beautifully written, deft and funny, so tender. I've also come away knowing more about history, dementia, men, daughters, about love, family, sheds, diaries, an inquisitive mind, and peeing in plastic bottles. I loved it. I really did. It's called Dadland, A Journey into Uncharted Territory, Keggy Carew, and that's about $33 through Penguin and Random House. Also, The Art of Flight, you say, is worth a mention. This is Accidental Journeys with the best-selling author of The Flytrap, Fredrik Sjöberg.
Yes, it's unusual. I'm not sure how to pronounce because it's a Swedish name. And I just thought it's beautifully presented, isn't it? A little hardcover book, rather different. And but I think many fathers would like it, many mothers, many women as well. It's very classy, and I think it'd be a perfect gift. And it's not just about entomology. As I mentioned, it's travel and art and even, I think, film. And it's Sjöberg writes about the eclectic entomologists who left native Sweden for the U.S. parks and the artists. And I do believe it was a centenary for the U.S. parks.
Yes, 2016, the centenary of the founding of the U.S.
Yes,
Park Service.
That's right. But he also writes about the different artists, Gunnar, of course, I hadn't heard of them. Widfors, F-O-R-S-S, Gottfried Kallenstinius, Bruno Lillefors, Andre Zorn, who traveled across Arizona, Colorado, Utah to New York. And finally, there's Gunnar's final resting place, the South Rim, around in the Grand Canyon. But he even mentions that famous writer, remember in the 70s, Robert Persig, he wrote Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. And he writes about the Grand Canyon and that. For it's all those who love the natural world. Mm. It's an unusual book, but I find it quite interesting just picking it up and putting it down.
Travel, Art and Nature Beautifully Portrayed, Frederick Skorberg's The Art of Flight. That's in hardcover, about $35, 500-odd pages. The other one we talked about was Dadland, the Keggy Karoo book, published through Penguin Random House, about $33, and that's in paperback. Both quite suitable for Father's Day, which is not that far away. Claire? Thanks for that, and we'll speak on Friday.
I'll see you Friday night. Good night.
Claire Calvez, Book of the Week.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.